Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Angela Stiles, Administrator for Federal Procurement Policy in the Office of Management and Budget. Well, Angela, you mentioned the President's management agenda, which includes initiative to link agency performance to budget, improve financial management, and increase the use of e-government. How does procurement and acquisition relate to these initiatives?
I think procurement and acquisition is actually key to all of the initiatives. In particular, I'll talk a little bit about each one of them, but in particular, the human capital initiative, the human capital in terms of the acquisition workforce. And it's the acquisition workforce, the program requirements, the program managers, the procurement people that are really essential to making each and every one of these initiatives work. But let me give you a little background on how we got where we are on the President's management agenda. When I started back at OMB in March of this year, we sat down, the senior staff, both political and career, sat down with all the management issues that have been floating around OMB for years and years, whether it was NPR or through other administrations. There were hundreds of good proposals on the table, some good, actually, and some not so good. But we kind of felt that the problem was that no one had sat down and narrowed down the proposals to ones that were achievable in the short term and could make some real significant differences in how the government was managed. So we sat down there for a number of days and vetted through the ideas and came up with five government-wide initiatives that we thought were mutually coordinated, achievable in the short term, and could make some significant changes in the way the federal government was managed. I think the president really gave us some direction in saying he didn't want to look back and a year, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, and see that the federal government was managed the same way that it was when he came in. So we came up with these five initiatives, and I encourage everyone to actually go and take a look at them. We spent a great deal of time not only vetting them, but discussing what each one of them meant and how they work together, and it's available in the President's Management Agenda at omb.gov. And we spent a great deal of time explaining each of the initiatives and why each one were important, but I'll talk briefly about each of them. The first one is budget integration, which is the integration of performance with budget decisions. And I think here you're really seeing the M in OMB, or the management side of OMB, like you never have before. Management and these management initiatives are becoming a real part of the budget process. As the director of OMB, Mitch Daniels, goes through the budget review process this fall, management issues have been of primary importance, and primary importance in making budget decisions as well. This initiative also is an attempt to reflect the full costs of many of the programs at different agencies in agency budgets. Many times, I think, somewhat irrational decisions are made because the budget and appropriations process isn't tied to the full cost of some of the programs. So it's very hard for a program manager to be able to make a rational decision one way or the other because he only sees part of his personnel costs. He doesn't see the overhead costs. He doesn't have the same incentives for making decisions that you see in the private sector, where they do have the ability to know what their full costs are. So once we have the reflection of full costs, which we have put forward part of it in a legislative proposal, the Managerial Flexibility Act, I think we'll be able to move forward with this budget, and also in the future when some of this legislation is enacted, some of it we can do internally, and some of it requires legislation to reflect full costs. We'll see a real tie between performance on programs and the budget for these programs as well, particularly in these times when we really need to work to reallocate some of the budget resources to priorities to fight the war on terrorism. We need to be able to determine what are the poor performers and what are the good performers in terms of programs, and make sure that we're properly allocating those costs. And to do so, we really need to know what the full costs of these programs are. This one also ties into competitive sourcing in A76. The competitive sourcing initiative, which I'll talk about in some more detail, is really an attempt to infuse the elements of competition that you see in the private sector into the federal government, where there are commercial activities that are being performed by federal employees. But a difficulty with that is the fact that in the public sector, you don't have the true cost reflected in order for the public sector entity that may be performing payroll services or janitorial services. It's hard to compare them with a private sector entity because the public sector doesn't reflect the full cost. Thus, we had the need for this A76 process, which brings into line through a cost comparison the public sector cost with a private sector cost, so you could be able to compare the two. If we have the true full cost reflected in an agency budget, you wouldn't need to go through a difficult, complex cost comparison process in order to make for a program manager to make a rational decision. Just briefly, some of the other initiatives, because they do work rather well together. We have one on improved financial performance, which deals with clean audits and many of the overpayment issues. We have one on e-government, really making our government citizen-centered, collecting data once, using it many times, and really wisely spending our IT resources. Human capital, which, as I said before, is, I think, the key to all of these initiatives, and particularly the human capital and the acquisition workforce. And fifth, which I spoke a little bit about, is competitive sourcing.
You mentioned the A76 process. Could you describe it a little bit? You did describe it some, but it seems like you're hinting at some of the shortcomings of it.
Well, the basis of the A76 process is the Federal Activities Inventory Reform Act of 1998, which required departments and agencies to identify federal employees who were performing activities that are really commercial in nature. And what we do with that is we take those people that the agencies have identified and we say the president committed to competing those activities, to making sure that where the federal government is performing a commercial activity, that they are performing it in a competitive environment with the private sector. So he set a goal of competing 50% of the FTEs, or the federal employees that are listed on the 2000 FAIR Act inventories, and these are set up as public-private competitions where the public sector function actually competes for their job with the private sector under the structure that we have at OMB of Circular A76. And a large part of this circular, or the structure of this, is so we can bring the costs of the public sector into line with the private sector so you can have a true competition between the two.
Is it a fair comparison and a true competition?
I think that the question you ask raises, are there problems with the A76 process? And yes, absolutely, there are problems. It's lengthy. The private sector often doesn't want to participate because it is lengthy and difficult. There's appeals. And we're working very closely right now with the General Accounting Office's Commercial Activities Panel that was created by statute last year to really work to make the right changes to this process. We've got the right people at the table for this. We've got the unions, we've got industry, and we've got the administration all at the table really discussing, I think, the difficult issues with public-private competition, giving public employees true opportunity to compete for their job, making sure that it's fair and objective and that we have accountability. But overall, you know, it's A76 and public-private competition is, in my mind, and I think the administration's mind, really a tool for management. It's not an end in and of itself. What we want people to be doing is to be looking at their whole workforce. What are people in our workforce doing that's inherently governmental? What are they doing that's commercial in nature? And they also need to be looking at, what have we contracted out? Who do we have in the private sector that is performing mission goals for us, that are helping us meet our mission? What are they doing? I mean, in order to manage the agency well, you really have to have a full view of the process. So we're using one tool that we have to really try to force some good management and some good management decisions. And that's really what we're concerned about, is let's make some good management decisions about how you're using your workforce.
We know that House Representative Tom Davis plans to propose legislation called the Services Acquisition Reform Act, SARA, that would create chief procurement officers at the agency level and would also increase money for training and encourage a shared and savings mechanism for federal contracts. What are your thoughts on these procurement innovations?
I think we're always looking for ways to innovate. When I came to this office, one of my primary concerns was not necessarily looking at ways to push the envelope in terms of innovation. I certainly think it's important to always consider those, but I also want to make sure that we've been through 10 years of acquisition reform. I want to make sure that we go back and assess what our goals were and whether those were achieved and what changes we need to make in the system to make sure that we are properly promoting competition, that we haven't left behind some of the fundamental ideas. I mean, what procurement reform really did was bring around efficiency where it was needed and innovation where it was needed. And that certainly doesn't preclude further innovation. I think there's a lot of good ideas out there, but I certainly consider it my mission to make sure we know where we are, make sure that the procurement officers that are implementing the changes in acquisition reform are doing it right, and see what kind of changes we need to make sure that we have good acquisition fundamentals, that we've got the basic building blocks there, whether it's planning or management of the contract, so we don't leave behind some of the important elements in the name of efficiency.
What's a good place for us to stop? Rejoin us after the break and we continue our conversation with Angela Stiles, Administrator for Federal Procurement Policy. This is the Business of Government Hour.